A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Sukkah Lamed Aleph, Sukkah 31A, pagination page 61, counting down from the top about 20 lines, I'm guessing. It's a quarter of the way down. The first word on the line is who, and then we start Ahi Safto. The case over here is regarding a sukkah that was built with stolen wood. For example, the schach was with branches that were stolen. Perhaps the owner wanted to use them for firewood. Someone took them and used them for the sukkah. Now, normally, if the item that was stolen is still intact, if the item that was stolen is still intact, then generally speaking, you have to return the item itself based on the pasuk Asher Gozal, that you have to return the item that was stolen in its form. However, as we'll see in this Gemara, Chazal made a legislation which is called Takonas Morish, which is that if a brick is stolen and that brick is already cemented into a building, then we do not require that the person dismantle the wall on his building in order to get that brick, in order to return it, in order to do teshuvah. But we will allow him to do teshuvah without returning the brick itself and instead just returning the money. The concept here is that it's called takonas hashavim, to make a special accommodation so that it should be possible for someone to do tshuva. Because if you tell somebody that the only way to do tshuva is to knock down your building, he's not going to do tshuva. The tshuva process is too overwhelming to him. So instead we tell him that once it's cemented in, it only requires that you return the brick, it only requires that you return the money and not the brick. Rashi tells us that this applies as well for a sukkah. On the bottom of the page in Rashi, the first wide line, Rashi tells us regarding sukkaso his sukkah, the mitzvah mashvile kol shiva kibinyan keva, that the fact that you're doing a mitzvah with it makes it an established building. So that even though the branches that are the schach really could be removed and given back to the person who owned them, from whom it was stolen, and it's not exactly the same as putting a brick in the middle of a palace and you're going to have to knock down the whole palace to get the brick to return it, it's a little different. But because the sukkah during the holiday has that status, so it also has this takonas morish, that you don't have to return the brick itself, you just have to return money. So now let's look at the story that the Gemara relates. Again, about 20 lines from the top, a quarter of the way down on the page, the first word is who, and then we begin Hahi Safta. Hahi Safta, there was an older lady, Da'asoy Lekamedi Rav Nachman, that came in front of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was the Rav for the Reish Galusa, for the Exil Arch, which was the equivalent of a king-like status, a prince-like status in Bavel, in Babylonia. Omrole, this is what she told him. Reish Galusa, the Exil Arch, Vekulu Rabbanan, and all the rabbis, Devei Reish Galusa, that are with him, Besuka Gezula Havu Yasfi. They're sitting in a stolen sukkah. Apparently what happened was that the servants of the Reish Galusa took wood from her yard. It could be they even thought that it was being discarded. I don't know if they intended it maliciously, that they intended to steal, but it was her wood, and when she found out, they had already built the sukkah, they were already sitting in the sukkah, And she comes running and says, you're sitting in a stolen sukkah because that wood is mine. Tzavcha, she screamed. V'lo ashkach po Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman didn't pay too much attention to her. He just wasn't impressed. It's not like he got up and said, everybody out of the sukkah. Amralei, so she wants to give her claim teeth. She wants people to pay attention to her. So she says to him, Itza, a woman, dahava leila avua, that her father, meaning great-great-grandfather Avram, had to last meya v'samni sri avdi, 318 servants. Tzavcha kamayu, such a woman is screaming in front of you, v'lo ashkechisuba, and you don't pay attention to her. She's talking about herself. She's saying, I'm a Bas Yisrael. My great-great-grandfather had many servants. And you're not paying attention to me. As I understand, she means, I'm a Bas Yisrael, pay attention to me. But what she saying, had a lot of servants. So I think what she means is that you can't just say, well, my servant did the stealing. Nothing to do with me. Avram had servants. Avram had camels. The camels were muzzled so that the camels shouldn't steal. Certainly his servants weren't going to steal. In other words, I'm also in this. I had a great-great-grandfather who was careful. There's also your great-great-grandfather. What's going on over here that you're building a sukkah with stolen wood and you don't care when I claim? Omaluhu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Pa'isa hida. She knows how to make a lot of noise. We know the word Pa'isa from the name Pua in the beginning of Shemos. One of the nursemaids was called Pua. She knew how to coo the children.
Make a noise.
Make noise. Noise. Strategic noise is Pua. But he says she's a noisemaker. Ve'ein lo ela d'me etzim belvad. All that she's entitled to is the money of the wood that was taken, because there's a takanas morish. Once the wood is incorporated, even wrongly, even with gzela, even maliciously, but once it's incorporated in a building, all you're entitled to is payment. You're not entitled to the wood itself. Because again, that's takanas morish. If the thief was obligated to give back the brick once it's incorporated in the building, he would never do teshuvah. And that's what Rashi told us, that the status of the sukkah during sukkahs is the same status as a building that was built. Now again, Rav Nachman's not paying too much attention to her. I have a conjecture that Rav Nachman was wondering, was it really stolen? Or she left it out in a public area, a yard, she piled her wood, it looked like it was up for garbage pickup. Like, I'm not even sure she has a claim, she doesn't have a claim, but we certainly don't have to disband the Simchas Beis HaShoeva because she claims the wood, because that's not the halacha. She's entitled to money if she's entitled. Okay. Omar Ravino.
Interesting story.
It's fascinating. Omar Ravina said, Hai kishura de metal alasa. You have a beam that's used for the sukkah, de gzula, but it was a stolen beam. Avdili rabbonon takanto mishum takonas morish. The rule of takonas morish, that you don't have to return building materials, applies here as well. Pshita, the Gemara asks. Of course it does. You already taught me that wood on the schach, wood for the schach, wood put on top of the sukkah, is going to have takanas morish. You don't have to return the wood itself. So if you have a beam, so it's even more like a building. Like, so why is that more novel than what I already knew? So sukkah, by definition, does have a little bit of a weakness, because we know that 7 days later, you are able to dismantle it. So if he comes and claims it during Sukkot, does Takanas Morish apply? So the Gemara says, Pshita, I know at first glance it seems obvious, Maishna Meyetzim, what's the difference from wood that was put on top of the Sukkah for Schach? Nevertheless, ma'u detema, you might have thought, eitzim shechichi, wood is easy to replace. So I understand why they made takonas morish, even by a sukkah, because branches, he'll find other branches. He needs these branches. So takonas morish applied even by a sukkah. Aval hai, but by a beam, to say takonas morish normally by a beam is a very bold statement, because a beam is hard to come by, not so easy to replace. And therefore, to say it by sukkah, which is going to be disbanded in 7 days anyway, right? There are two factors playing out. Takonas morish in a building, in a palace, I understand. But you're extending it to a sukkah.
You don't have to replace a building that's in the wall of the palace.
You don't have to take that. Just give them the value. But you're applying that to a sukkah. So I understand that you apply it to a sukkah, even though it's a temporary dwelling, but the mitzvah makes it like it's a permanent dwelling. If you want to talk about branches, because branches can be replaced. So you're extending. Schach. Right. Schach. So takonas morish of a palace is being extended to a sukkah, because branches are not so hard to replace.
So you do have to replace it if a branch is stolen. You do have to give it.
You don't give it back.
Takonas marish
owner, takonas marish means I don't have to return the building material itself.
So branches,
I just have to give money.
So branches are easy
the
to
owner,
replace.
The original owner who comes to claim his branches, we can give him money and tell him, it's not so hard to get branches on the open market. So get yourself some branches. Don't bother me. Takonas marish applies. It's not a big deal to you, the original owner. Aval hai, but when you're dealing with a beam, lo shchicha, that's not so easy. The guy is, you know, like a pressed beam treated for long life, 300-year Norwegian.
And possibly already cut.
So what? Emalo, I would think. Maybe we're not going to extend takonas marish to a sukkah. Kamash malon, takonas marish gets extended even to a sukkah, even to a beam that is hard for the original owner to replace. You have to pay him full value. Mm-hmm. If it's special treated wood, whatever the price is, no problem. But you don't have to take apart the sukkah to do teshuva.
Even if it's the last day of sukkah.
Hani mili, but keep in mind, all of this applies takonas morish by a sukkah, begoshiva, during 7 days of sukkahs. Avabasa shiva, but after the 7 days of sukkahs, hada be'ene, you have to give it back in place, because the only thing that makes a sukkah a permanent dwelling is the fact that it's a mitzvah. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of things layered each other. They didn't cement it in place normally. It was just layered in place. But what makes it is that it's this mitzvah. But once the mitzvah expired, it's after sukkahs, then you have to return it. Takonas morish doesn't apply. It's not considered a building. V'chibro betina. But if the guy took the initiative to use cement, afilu la'acha shiva nami yoiv le'idimei, even after the 7 days of sukkahs, you would also just give him money, because if he used cement, then it's like a building, and then it's not anything novel. That's original takonas marish. Mm-hmm. Once it's cemented in place, you only give money. So in your case, where the owner wants his item back, ipikeyahu, if he's a smart person, he'll purposely claim the beam after sukkahs, because at that point, we would tell him that he can get his beam. But if he claims it during sukkahs, then we're going to invoke takonas marish and say that the guy just has to pay you the money. He does not have to dismantle the sukkah to give you the beam itself. Yeshakoach, thank you for joining.